Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that's almost guaranteed to make your day a little brighter and happier. With me today is the prestigious Karen Jones, New York Times and internationally best-selling author.
And our other host, who's always here too, is Sean Farrar. Sean used to be a cop, but now he's not. And now he's a business owner and all-around awesome human and dog owner. Dogs Are Smarter Than People is about giving you life tips and writing tips and helping you have a quirky, happy... What, Sean? Life? Quirky, happy life.
Existence, occasional writing career.
All of that. All of that right here with us. So like, subscribe, share, be weird.
Own a dog.
And own many.
Random thought time.
It's random thought in the car. Don't speak the Lord's name in vain.
Sorry.
It's random thought in the car time. And once again, I am apparently a straight man.
Well, why do you start? You were laughing.
Well,
silently, even a minute ago.
Because I think you're in a rare mood.
Maybe it's excitement. We're going out of town.
Going out of town?
Yeah, and I'm going to get to go fishing, hopefully.
Fishing?
Fishing. Fishing. Not fishing?
Yesterday, we went and divided a farm share thing with one of our friends for grains, and he picked it up, and we went to his house, and he divided the parcels up evenly. And Sean was holding the bags open. The other friend was weighing everything. And I was putting on the labels. And and Sean, because we come from different areas, we say some things a little differently. And so Sean goes, do it, man.
Rolled oats.
And I went, rowboats?
Yeah.
And they both looked at me, and I was like, didn't he say rowboats? Is that some kind of bean? And it was rolled oats.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. And that's our life right there. And then...
That's the entirety of it.
No, that's all we do. And then, 2 seconds ago, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so dehydrated. And Sean ran his finger across my lips.
No.
Said...
Ouch.
That's why...
Because your lips are, like...
So dry.
They are.
They're
like
deadly.
A desert.
They're like a desert. And that's what I live with. And the rest of the world thinks Sean is a very quiet man.
All you gotta do is drink more water, baby.
Anyways, the rest of the world thinks that Sean's a very quiet man. You know, just watching all the time. Not really participating. Really, like, strong, silent, tall type.
I'm always participating, even if I'm not talking.
But he is not like that. And it shows how different public and private personas can be.
That's right.
Right? Like, we're not a couple... I'm gonna get people mad at me here. We're not a couple who puts a lot of pictures on our Facebook and our Instagram and our Twitter showing us doing coupley things.
But we do.
But we do all the time.
You know what the problem... Oh, no. There's no good way on that statement.
I know, because we're gonna get people angry.
We're just not into it.
Really. We're not into it.
We're not into it enough to think about it when we're doing stuff.
Yeah. Like, I never think, oh, baby... We're dressed up for Halloween. Let's take a picture.
Plus, so many people are dying lately from taking selfies. It's like, you know, I don't even want to stand on the curb and try to take a selfie.
Yeah, selfies are dangerous.
Fall down and crack my head on the pavement. We'll be like, man plunges to death from 6-inch curb.
Like that nice bartender we met.
Yeah.
only he was just drunk. He wasn't taking a selfie. But remember, he fell and he hit off the curb in Portland, Maine. Yeah. And he had the ambulance came, and it was really upsetting. And he told us his whole story. He was so nice.
Yes.
He had the biggest scar on his head. It was gnarly. And it was raw. And it was disgusting.
Yeah, because it just happened the night before.
I know,
and
man.
The guy shows back up the tent bar. Yeah. I think you like, can draw your own hours. Picture from this situation. Yeah, let's paint the rest.
What? So,
well, we opened the front of the bar was like an ancient storefront, all glass and aluminum framing.
Yeah.
And we walked in, and there's a pool table, a small L-shaped bar with these high vinyl stools from like the 70s. Like four guys.
All white.
Two on each side of the counter. I'm corner of the bar is what I meant.
Oh, it's the phone! Hold on. So...
is this a continuation?
No, I couldn't make the voice memo continue. Oh, but anyways. You're going to continue your story.
Anyways, so there's two guys on each corner of the bar. And then the bartender, the older feller that we're talking about.
Feller.
But when we walked through the bar, we were just all right. We were just out there for a fun day. Everybody stopped and stared at us. What?
And they stopped telling their sexually inappropriate stories. You forgot that part because you're a guy.
Oh, were they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, don't call me out for being a guy. Say, I forget everything anyway.
No, what are you talking about? No, because it didn't matter to you.
I only forget things that come from my position of
white, I'm just saying,
male privilege.
I'm just saying, you're a white, big old guy walking in a bar where all these other, like, four other old white people, men,
hey,
are
hey,
all
they
talking.
They're not that old, okay?
I think they look kind of old,
you're
babe.
You're just trying to take away my cred for not being frightened. Because they were old. Never mind. You don't even get it.
I don't get it because it's because I'm a woman. I'm looking at the story from my woman perspective.
She's not from there, but you're lying. You made all that up just to point that out. But good job. You're so smart.
What?
Never mind. Let's keep going.
I don't get it. Well, how am I lying?
You actually got it. Exactly what I said. But you're so smart that you came up with that whole spin around of, oh, I don't get it because I'm a woman. To prove the point to me.
Well, I am smart.
I know.
But I was not lying.
Okay. I'll never to get you to admit the truth unless I start pulling fingernails or something. But
that's hurtful, man.
I love you.
That's hurtful.
Anyways, it was kind of a sketch bar.
It was sketchy.
That was my point. But it was cool. It ended up being fine.
And the bartender was nice. Yeah. And the drinks were so cheap.
Oh my god, they were.
It's like the perfect writer's bar if you're a writer who drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're not
afraid
of men.
And you only want beer, I think. Do they have alcohol there?
I don't know. I don't know. But it was really funny because we watched other tourists like half step in and then leave.
Whips. Like,
yeah,
whips.
They were whips.
No sense of adventure, no flavor.
We're about to go on a trip, so hopefully we'll have lots of cool stories.
Oh, I hope so.
Random people we met.
Hospitals or stitches.
No hospitals and stitches. So. But won't that be fun?
Or funeral homes.
No funeral homes?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Oh, I forgot.
What?
Well, there we can make all these random thoughts and stuff.
So many random thoughts.
Yeah.
Maybe we can just post things all week on the blog or something.
Maybe. We'll see what we have time for.
Yeah, because we have this tendency to forget to
do that. I mean, you started this off by alienating all our friends that do that. So why shouldn't we go ahead and do it
it's
now?
Because we suck at it.
We'll forget. We won't do it. Everybody think we're playing mind games. But honest to God, the truth is we just don't think about it.
We really don't think about it. We fail. We fail, man.
Maybe if we try, we'll remember.
All right, we're going to try. Yeah. Oh, do you want to tell everybody who called you before I hang up?
No, just some freaking credit card scam.
Credit card!
I just love that they're using local cell phone numbers all the time.
Yeah, that's so not cool.
It's like,
the end.
Hey there.
So,
this week on Election Day, as we tape this, people are voting, right, man?
That's right. Go vote.
Go vote.
The right way.
The right. Sean Kelly. And we're talking about stream of consciousness and how it isn't a dirty word phrase. Because people are afraid of stream of consciousness, right, Sean?
If you say so, honey. You mean the actual act of being like stream, like just letting things flow? Or the words stream of consciousness?
Both. Like, because we want to have control, right, over our lives and in our writing. But we're mostly talking about writing today. But, yeah.
Well, that's what we usually try to talk about.
Yeah, but we sometimes stream of consciousness go off, like right now.
Right now.
Hey.
That's the way to live, man.
Man, okay.
Stream of consciousness.
But right now we're sort of talking about writing. So you're going to talk, right, buddy?
Oh, you know, about 2 weeks ago we were hanging out at a friend's house. And Carrie met a woman who was talking about writing and how it helped her through some tough times and how she loved writing. But she couldn't think she could ever be one that as in a writer.
Yeah.
It's all stream of consciousness, she said, as if it was a bad thing. This, of course, broke Carrie's heart. I could see it in her eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
And her downfallen facial features. Her whole body went slack almost.
Oh, my gosh.
Her shoulders. Her shoulders slumped forward. Anyways, go ahead, baby. I'm sorry.
We're not sorry. To be fair, my heart is easily broken. Sean's done it a million times. But, like, last week when one of our friends said that Sean is the best part of the podcast because he's funny and I'm trying to be informative, heartbroken for me. My heart broke.
I know. I was not happy about that, even though you claim I was.
You were. And I was happy for you because it was praise for you.
Keep going, baby, because I never get praise. It was a moment. Besides, you're the star of this podcast.
No, you're the star of this podcast.
I'm not a star of anything.
And once again, stream of consciousness. Anyway, since I'm informative, stream of consciousness is a term that William James created a little over a century ago. And it means, it is nothing joined. It flows. A river or a stream is the metaphors by which it is most naturally described. And talking of it hereafter, let's call it the stream of thought, consciousness, or subjective life. That's taken in our blog post. I have a quotation and source, but we're not going to do that in the actual podcast. Toni Morrison, Jose Saramago, Beckett, Joyce, they all use stream of consciousness as a narrative construct in their stories.
Let's do it.
Yes, you do, honestly. You really, really do. You should have seen Sean when he was Rotary President.
What about it?
You had a lot of stream of consciousness.
When I was talking or writing my little presidential letters every
week? When you were talking to the club or at the library, you'd be like, and then pause. And everybody would be like, he's done. And he'd be like, nope, over here on this stream of consciousness. And then over here. And hey, baby, how you doing tonight? And it was so funny. It was so funny.
Honestly, our entire podcast is pretty much a stream of consciousness narrative, isn't it, baby?
It kind
of
is, man.
Tomorrow. Did you write tomorrow already? Carrie's regular blog.
Yeah, I did. I already wrote tomorrow.
Because we're fishing tomorrow. She'll have some writing tips about using stream of consciousness, which I'm not even going to stop right now because I want to tell everybody that we're in New Orleans and we're getting to go fishing on a fishing charter tomorrow. And I'm so super excited about it.
He's super excited.
And we have no dogs with us right now, so.
But the dog tip for life would be go with your stream of consciousness, baby. That's what dogs do, right?
They live in the moment.
They don't filter.
No, they don't filter nothing.
And our writing tip of the pod is there's no stupid way to write. There's no, like, best way to write. You write you. And don't worry that you think stream of consciousness writing or whatever kind of writing you're doing and literary constructs aren't cool or popular. You do you.
I agree.
Yeah, man.
That's the only way. It's like any artistic work needs to be from the heart.
Everything.
Needs to be you.
Everything should be from your heart.
We're not done yet, are we?
Yeah, we're totally done. That was fast, man.
What is this, short vacation thing?
No.
No?
We might have some extra bonus podcasts this week.
No. Yeah.
We gotta get coffee.
Coffee. New Orleans.
I can't even talk anymore.
Well.
This is a good example of a stream of consciousness.
That's just because of what happened this morning, baby.
Oh my God, really? Did you have to go there?
Go where? Why is your mind always in the gutter?
I had a lot of really weird dreams in which I was ghosts, I think. Or ghosts were telling me their stories. It was really strange.
I was just whispering in your ear while you slept last night.
That was really mean of you.
Really? You believe that?
Yes.
I would never have thought of stories you told me about.
And this lady at a cigar store told me I had to dump Sean.
Oh,
because my heart is too big for him.
That might be true. But that doesn't mean you have to dump me.
She said it was time to move on, man.
Go ahead.
I can't. Our finances are
entwined. Oh, don't blame it on the finances. Come on.
That was clever of you. That was clever of you to entwine our finances. Hey, for the writing tips that go with this podcast, check out carriejonesbooks.blog or the Dogs Are Smarter Than People feed. We're available all over the place. Right?
That's right.
That's right.
Anywhere you go.
Anywhere you go. If you want to rent one of our haunted houses, you can also find those on carriejonesbooks.blog.
Why do you keep exposing that?
Should be allowed to have my shoulder out and free in the air.
Freely.
Freely.
You're no charge.
This is our sum up.
Walk around, just like that.
But.
I'm summing up.
The music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and made available through the Creative Commons license. The artist in the song is Night Owl by Brooke for Free. That was my NPR voice.
That was awesome. That was really good.
Do you want to do your NPR voice?
Please
like and subscribe.
I'm still hung up on, I don't want people to think that all our houses are haunted.
They're not all haunted.
Good though.
Only one.
I don't want to disappoint anybody.
Only one is haunted. Sean, you look expectant. Do you want someone to say something?
No, I think I'm making a joke about our houses not being haunted, just having live people living in the walls. But.